This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Sunday turned deadly in Lee County. Authorities say at least 23 people have died after a tornado slammed into the community of Beauregard. Search and rescue crews will be out this morning to look for survivors. Teams with the National Weather Service will be out evaluating damage as well. John DeBlock is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Birmingham. He joins us to talk more about this storm. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, what do we know so far about this particular tornado that struck Lee County?
Well, we know the tornado struck shortly after 2 o'clock, either in the Macon County, Lee County line. We're going to go down and find out exactly where it started. But from there, it went into the Beauregard community area, progressed across southern portions of Lee County, just north of Smith Station, where I don't know if you've seen that picture of a cell phone tower was basically fell right across Highway 431, and it went onto the Alabama-Georgia state line and into Georgia. Preliminary indications, we did actually have a meteorologist down there last night. We're talking at least an EF3 strength tornado at this point.
When we say EF3 strength, that's approximately 160, 165 miles per hour?
Up to 160.
What kind of damage do those winds cause?
Well, it's going to completely obliterate trees. Homes, you're likely to see homes with the exterior walls collapsed, perhaps some interior walls standing. What we're going to be looking for today is, and we believe we may have some instances where homes were completely swept off of their slabs or off their foundations with very little remaining, just a field of debris. That's going to get us perhaps up into that EF4 category. Incredible devastation that we're going to be looking at today and doing our best to get the beginning point, the end point, the maximum wind speed, and the width of the path as well.
Well, this tornado did strike during the day, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, as you said. People weren't sleeping overnight. Based on what we know, why was this tornado so deadly?
You know, that's a very good question. We've been talking about this threat for severe weather since Thursday. We've been putting it out in our, sharing it with the emergency managers and our media partners. I know the TV meteorologists and all the media have been talking about this threat for severe weather. We actually had a watch out at 11 o'clock yesterday on Sunday. It was not a surprise that the severe weather was coming. We're going to be taking a look at how people responded to that threat and perhaps reasons why they chose to make the decisions to shelter that they did.
How much warning was there? Because we've seen some folks in the area say on social media they didn't hear sirens.
Well, sirens should never be relied upon to make your decision to shelter. They're outdoor warning sirens. They're designed for community areas such as schools, ballparks, recreation areas, for people that are outside to hear the siren and go seek shelter. You definitely need to have a device, whether it's a weather radio, NOAA weather radio, some apps on your phone that will alert you. And certainly there's the wireless emergency alerts, which will automatically make your phone sound like a sound you've never heard, and it will get your attention and hopefully get you to safety. There really shouldn't have been a surprise that there was severe weather encountered in the area. Now, what people were doing at the time that the warnings were issued and all these alerts were sounded, again, that's something that we'll find out today as we go through the survey.
Well, just briefly, Lee County is where we've seen deaths reported, but the National Weather Service will be looking at several different areas. Where are you focused on?
There are actually two tornadoes that affected Lee County. There is this first one, the fatal, violent tornado, potentially violent tornado that went across the southern portion of the county. And then less than a half an hour later, another tornado formed. And actually, the path we're looking at in some locations less than 2 miles to the south of the original tornado. The first tornado of the day, we think we had a small spin up in western Autauga County, which is northwest of Montgomery. Then we have the two in Lee County. We believe we have a fourth and fifth tornado in Barber County. And we just got word overnight of some trees down in Bullock County that would make our sixth potential tornado track in our 39-county forecast area in central Alabama.
John DeBlock is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Birmingham. John, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.